What was I saying? I don't know. I don't give a shit, man. What was I saying even? I was talking about. Yeah, but I don't remember what I was talking about after that. People trying to take it down, whatever. I don't know. People are trying to take it down. It's actually weird, the shit that, you know what's weird about the thing about, you know what? Like, okay, like take the guy who got the SNL and then he said the slurs, the Asian slurs or whatever. What's weird, you know what's weird? And obviously, like, I don't say that shit. I don't use those words because, you know, it just seems to me, I don't want to say, well, it's kind of hacky. I mean, it's not funny, so it's weird to say it's hacky. But, like, it's just like, I don't know. It's not thoughtful, I guess, maybe. But the weirdest part about it to me is someone will get, you know, whether it be SNL or whatever the fuck it is, and then immediately the next day, they'll be like, well, this is what they said fucking 9 years ago or even a year ago, and this is racist. And my point is, when somebody gets SNL or whatever it is, a fucking Marvel thing, whatever it is, you know, it happened to James Gunn. I guess he already had the job, but what's the deal with, well, we got to find out how to take them down? It doesn't even enter my thought process of, okay, let's find out. Let's find out what the fuck. Let's find out what he did to fuck him up. Like, I wouldn't even know. Like, I wouldn't even know. This guy who did SNL, I don't know who he is. But so say he gets SNL. I don't know he even has a podcast. So who's, you know, he wasn't famous. So somebody's actively looking up to go find what this guy did to bury him, I guess. I don't know. I want to know what that is, what that feeling is that blows my mind. That, like, okay, so he got this. I'm going to go look. And I'm not excusing what he did. What he said, you know, it was a racist thing that he said. And that's not cool, and I, you know, it's shitty. But it's just fucking weird that people will be like, okay, well, what'd he say then? Like, I saw one tweet that was like, we spent all day listening to this guy's podcast, and this wasn't the only thing that we found. Why are you spending all day to listening to something that you don't like? It's weird as shit. It's fucking weird as shit. It's so weird. I think people have like this sort of like weird fucking like, well, people get everyone's this fucking taxi driver character in their mind, you know, where they're just like, they're full of scum, bitches, fucksheads, fucking assholes, pieces of shit. And we're going to take them down. That fucking eerie-ass music. This city is full of scum, fucks, bitches, fuckheads, cunts. What is he saying? Looking at everyone's, feels like they're looking in the fucking, what do you call it, rearview mirror? And really, we're going to find out his fucking Twitter. We're going to find out what he said 40 fucking years ago. We're going to find out what he said fucking last year about Asians, because they cast the Asians. And then we got to find out what the white guy said. I think they do that. The filth, the fucking hookers, the cunts. I think he says cunts. And whoa, 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 whoa. He says there's one thing that's like not acceptable now, where it's just like Robert De Niro's talking about. He's like, the fucks, the bitches, the assholes, and the fucking wet dugout cunts. What? Let's look it up. De Niro, dude. You know? Hands are tied now. Dude, De Niro's the shit. You best believe if I ever got to be as fucking big or as respected as an actor as De Niro, I would do all those fucking movies he's doing now. Those fucking movies, I don't give a shit. What is it called? Taxi Driver? Driver? Monologue? Monologue. You talking to me thing is going to come up, of course. But I'm talking about the fucking... the beginning. Oh, voiceover, probably. This shit. Thank God for the rain. Here it is. Washes out all the fucking... Oh, this 80s, this 70s, having the long-ass fucking... walking down the street. This music.
I'm working long hours now. 6 in the afternoon to 6 in the morning. Sometimes even 8 in the morning. 6 days a week. Sometimes 7 days a week. It's a long hustle, but it keeps me real busy. I can take in 350 a week. Sometimes even more when I do it off the meter.
I fuck to this music. Really fast and hard. Dude, one time.
Fairies, whores, skunk pussies, buggers.
Going too far.
All the animals come out at night.
Okay, not bad, all the animals.
Whores, skunk pussies, buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies.
Is it deeper?
Sick, venal.
Some deeper issues.
Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
Whores, you know? I guess he doesn't say cunts, so I have fucking something going on in my head, but, all good. Thought he said cunts. Well, cancel me, I guess. Anyway, that's a weird fucking thing. It is weird. It is weird to me. I understand, like, if you're, like, doing, like, what he did was not okay, the guy say the racial shit, you know? But, like, that Caroline Calloway thing, did you see this? Did you guys see the Caroline Calloway thing? Like, this girl, do you know who Caroline Calloway is? This girl who, got a bunch of followers in Instagram and pretended her life was one way, and it wasn't, and she used somebody that was, like, a girl that would, like, help her write Instagram captions and build a brand for her, and it wasn't really her. And then she started, like, selling tickets to an event that was, like, a meet and greet kind of thing that was, like, a workshop that was, like, you're going to learn how to fucking be the true you and this and that. And everyone was like, this is a scam. And it's like, yeah, no shit, it's a scam. And she sold tickets for $165 and then didn't book the venue. And then was like, we're going to have them all over the country, and then canceled them. And it was like, actually, my soul is telling me to have them in New York, so can everybody just fly to New York? And everyone's like, oh, man, we already paid for the tickets. And you said you were coming to Chicago. Now, of course, what Caroline Calloway is doing is wrong, but also she's weeding out all the people that are first to go. Okay? If you're buying $165 tickets to find out who you truly are, guess what? You're nobody. Guess what you are? Basically a rug. Guess what you are? Basically, this what you are.
All the animals come out at night. Whores, skunk pussies, buggers, queens,
buggers,
fairies.
You know? So British. Made it up.
Whores, skunk pussies.
Skunk pussies. A pussy is so, like, crass. The fact that he wrote, that he says skunk pussies, how much did De Niro was like, I'm going to add skunk in front of pussies. And Scorsese is like, I don't know. I don't know if you need it. And he's like, okay, I won't do it. And they did it anyway. And then he did it one time and he said, not doing it again afterwards. That's what you're using. What was I saying? Also, what's wrong with fairies? Fairies are beautiful. They fucking fly around and have wings. I think he means gay. So bad. Wouldn't be that way now. What was I talking about? Caroline Calloway. So Yeah, so she sold these tickets and then didn't book the venues and then was like trying to be like, this is a 4-hour workshop trying to find out who you truly are, and like I understand what she's doing is wrong and she's a piece of flying dog shit, of course, but then there are people like that who are like, I have to expose her. That is a weird notion to me, because like the writer was like, I wanted to write about my toxic relationship with fucking Caroline Calloway, and here it is. And now everybody's bashing Caroline Calloway. And of course she deserves it, but also she's a fucking moron. Why don't we just let her be, like, don't pay attention. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. This whole, you did this, so you're a fucking horse skunk pussy bugger, you know? We got to wash you out from the... We got to wash the rain. One day a real rain will come out and wash these motherfuckers. It's weird how everybody thinks that their fucking taxi driver is the thing behind a keyboard. Your taxi driver behind a keyboard. And everybody is... The real thing is that nobody... I feel like 99% of people, even more, they don't give a shit. Like, that's the real thing. They just want to get... They just want to comment. Like, I was looking at some of the Caroline Calloway's comments, and people were just like, you're fucking fake. You fuck you. And but they don't even really give a shit, you know? They're not going to do anything besides that. And then people, like, are talking about, you know, she'll write, like, well, I she wrote something about how, like, oh, I wanted to talk about this article, and this is my life now, and she did a post the other day where she was like, I'm gonna do coke. Does anybody have coke? And it's like, hey, some stuff is private. If you're gonna do coke, but also don't post on Instagram about how you're gonna do coke. Okay? That's so fucking weird.